The Sitka and Mount Edgecombe girls will have to settle matters on the court at this regional tournament. The teams are seeded 1-2 after last week's Battle of the Bridge saw Sitka go undefeated in conference play this season. Mike Vieira, Sitka's activities director, says the top two 3A girls teams in the region held on to their cards during their last regular season matchup.
The girls were playing different defenses than they usually play, and it just kind of was low scoring. Both teams were struggling to put the ball in the basket, and Sitka trailed for most of the game, I think all the way through about 3.5 quarters. In the last 3 minutes, they put on a press and got a few steals and converted a couple buckets and pulled out with a two-point win, although Edgecombe had the ball with 6 seconds to go down by two and had a chance to tie it up, but the defense kind of swarmed them and the ball went out of bounds and the game was over.
Sitka won 34-32. The next time the Sitka and Edgecombe girls could meet would be in the finals on Friday night at 6:30. As top seed, Sitka will have to win only one game to get there. Edgecombe will have to play two. Vieira says the seeding makes a big difference.
I think it's a huge advantage. I think it's a really large advantage to get that day off. You get to scout your opponent as they play the day before, and you've got fresh legs. If you should lose a game and you have to go back through the loser's bracket, it gives you all that more energy to get through that side of the bracket. So I think it's a really big advantage in this tournament.
The region is sticking with a double elimination tournament format that the Sitka boys exploited last year to win the second berth at state. As with the girls, the Sitka and Edgecombe boys are closely matched at 7-5 in conference play. Sitka will have to get by defending champion Petersburg, and Edgecombe will have to top Wrangell in the opening round Wednesday afternoon in order to meet in the quarterfinals. If that matchup comes to pass, the winner will have to stay focused. It's likely that they'll meet an undefeated Haynes team in the finals. Mike Vieira told me that the way Sitka and Edgecombe overcome their mid-season setbacks and face Haynes could be the story of this tournament.
Their post player for Mount Edgecombe, Daniel Peters, broke his leg and is out for the tournament, and one of our post players, Bay Widmeyer, has a sprained ankle, and we're not sure if he'll be able to play. So kind of how the rest of the teams will step up in that. And then I think the big story is just what our team's going to do with Kyle Fossman. He's a man among boys out there as far as scoring the basketball. And
What is Kyle Fossman's average per game for Haynes?
It's got to be close to 30 points a game. He had 42 one night against us and close to 30 the next night. So I'd guess it's between 25 and 30 points a game. And, you know, he's headed on a full scholarship to UAA in the fall. And he's been doing this since he was a freshman. And you've got to have something to slow him down. And I think, you know, most teams are coming in here with some kind of trick up their sleeve, they think, to slow Kyle down out there.
Schedules and tournament ladders are available on the websites of both Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High Schools. The tournament features cheerleading and drill team clinics in the morning. There will be a performance of the All-Star Pep Band at 5:15 p.m. on Saturday, and a mass pep band is scheduled for 7. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.